know, we have the chance to do something here that hasn't been done, and that's win 14 games. I know all the guys want to do it. I know all the guys want to be a part of something that special. It's the coach's call. You know, obviously we want to play. I have to leave that in his hands.
Is there something to be said for rhythm, though? Like, I mean, 2 weeks off is a long time before a playoff game, especially.
Yeah, 2 weeks off. 2 weeks off is a really long time before a playoff game. Like I said, I can't tell you 100% like how who's playing and who's not playing and how much or whatever. You know, obviously we want to play. We want to fix all the things that hasn't been going right for the offense in the last couple of weeks. You know, but like I said, we'll do everything we can to make sure that, you know, we cross our T's and dot our I's, make sure that we're sharp and ready to roll whenever it's time to go.
What do you think it's going to take to find that rhythm again on offense? You guys never had a problem with that to start the season.
You know, it just takes, you know, repetition, getting back into the playbook, getting back at practice, and, you know, doing all the little things, all the detailed things, what made us an efficient and really good offense. You know, things that'll, you know, as far as like the big plays, you know, we get those every game. We haven't been getting those, so We just gotta continue to figure out what's going on with it and figure out the details and everything that's behind us not, you know, working as well as we have been.
You're one of the few guys in this locker room that's been through this before, that's been the number one seed and through a bye week and all that. What does that time off do to your body and your rhythm?
It helps your body tremendously. You know, it's a long season. And you want your guys healthy, you know, especially, you know, you want your entire team healthy, but especially the ones that, you know, get the most wear and tear, you know, as far as like your linemen, you know, your quarterback, you know, all the guys that get beat up on. You know, it's huge for us. You know, like I said, this is a big step for us. You know, this organization, our team, everything, this is a chance that we don't want to let slip away. Like I said, we want to go and get into this week, you know, play this game, you know, as hard as we possibly can and finish this season on the right note and, you know, go into the playoffs on a good note.
Frank, how do the Patriots handle a bye week? Do they practice every day?
I don't play for the Patriots. I don't play for the Patriots.
You did last year, though.
I don't play for them now, though.
Yeah. No. What is the best way to handle a bye week?
You know, I'm not a coach, so I couldn't tell you that.
Frank Wright said earlier today that this team always just expects to win, but you guys have that confidence. Where does that come from?
You know, I think it built over time. You know, obviously early in the preseason and stuff, things wasn't working out. You know, we didn't have everything that we needed and what we wanted, you know, to happen as far as our offense and as far as our team. But over the course of the season, things got better for us. We had a 61-yard kick. You know, that I feel like was a big step for us, and that turned a lot of things around. And from there on, we got into a rhythm. We just got to find that again.
How do you guys maintain that confidence, even though the last couple games haven't been your best?
You know, we lean on each other. We're a resilient team. Everybody has each other's back. You know, it's a band of brothers, and we love each other. So, you know, if the offense isn't playing well, then we know the defense is going to have our back, you know, vice versa. You know, and that goes for special teams too. So, you know, we know that eventually, you know, we're going to get it rolling, and we have to stay on everything. We can't make the same mistakes that we've been making the last couple of weeks in the playoffs, because, you know, we'll be one of the first teams to go home. You know, You know, that's something that we gotta address and make sure that, you know, that we fix.
I hate to bring it up again, but given that you're literally one of the few guys that have been through this here in this locker room, does it say something about a team that finds a way to win when you're not playing your best?
Yeah, you know, we found ways all season to win. When the offense isn't playing well, you know, the rare occasion when the defense isn't playing well, you know, we find ways to win, you know, whether it's, you know, however it's done, you know, the coach is calling the plays, a big play here and there. We always find ways to win. And like I said, man, like she said, we always expect to win. We never go into a game doubting ourselves. We never go into a game thinking, you know, we always go into a game expecting, you know, we're going to come out on top of it. No matter how we do it, no matter how it's done, we're going to always come out on top. And that's how we feel about every game. So our confidence level is going to stay high. We're never going to, you know, we're never going to waver from it. and we're just going to continue to do everything we can to make sure that we make the best of this opportunity.
LeGarrette, you've been in that 5-7 carry range the last few games. How tough is it for you to get into that rhythm that you like to be in, 4, 5, 6 carries a game?
You know, it just calls for the game. You know, the game calls for, you know, certain runs. You know, and you know, we got a lot of backs, and we have really good backs. You know, and our backs, you know, some of the runs are designed for, you know, certain backs. You know, and if those runs are working, then, you know, that back will play more. You know, or if he gets hot, that back will play more. You know, you can't really go into the game, you know, thinking or you know, trying to predict how many carries you are. You just got to know that whenever you get in there, you got to take advantage of every opportunity that you get. You know, there's not really no complaints coming from me, considering the fact that we only lost 2 games. So that's big for me. You know, winning is first and foremost. So as long as we're doing that, I think everything is going to fall into place.